thought it was fun. I thought, you know, the guys have had a good day. They've got to be able to come in here last night and have a good meal and got to meet everybody. And I just think it's kind of good to have everybody in the organization here at this camp. So I enjoyed today.
Jimmy, what's the point of this camp? What's the goal for you guys?
I think there's three components to it. I think it's obviously for us to learn a little bit about them, for them to learn a little bit about us, you know, and an opportunity for us to teach them some things that we think are important in the game, outside of the game, the off-ice component to it, how you work out, things like that. And it's also about, you know, getting them into camp, getting them into Winnipeg, getting them to feel comfortable around the Winnipeg Jets, getting them to know the organization, getting them to know what it's going to be like when you come to a main camp, and just getting them as comfortable as possible so when they ever, you know, when they do come to a camp or things like that, it just makes it an easy transition for them, and they're at the top of their game, you know.
That being said, what's the focus for the week, Jimmy? What do you, I mean, you obviously want to leave these guys, the scouts and all that, they want to get that experience, but overall, what do you hope?
Well, you know, to me, it's not really, it's not an evaluation process. It's, like I said, the opportunity for them just to get out on the ice, get familiar with the guys, get familiar with everybody in the organization, you know, meet everybody. I think the big portion of it is working with these kids off the ice, what they should be doing in the summertime, how they can work out like a pro. You know, pro hockey is a lot different than junior and college, and the things that they can learn from you know, some of the guys that we have here helping out and doing things, I think it'll be a big help to them.
How hard do you work them? Is that like?
I think, you know, everybody takes a different approach with these camps from what I've learned. And you know, to me, I think the on-ice stuff is a very minimal part of it. I think the off-ice stuff is very good for them to learn, to come in and see what, you know, our strength and conditioning coach has them doing, what they need to be doing in the off-season to prepare for upcoming and seasons and stuff like that. So I think there's different portions of it. There's also a learning environment too, you know, speaking with a sports nutritionist, speaking with a sports psychologist, speaking with people like that that can help them throughout their years of hockey.
Yeah, for some teams, it's almost like a boot camp.
Yeah, I mean, some teams, it is, the teams take different approaches. This is my first year doing one. I've researched it quite a bit, and you know, from my experiences in playing hockey and what I think, it's the middle of July, and, you know, it's not really the time to be having guys come in and, you know, dropping the gloves at center ice, and you know, that's not, to me, that's not the purpose of a development camp. The development camp is about coming in and working on the skills and meeting the organization and organization to see the kids and stuff like that.
I would think you'd love that stuff.
No. I'm older and wiser now, I think.
What are you doing, though, at their age in July?
You know what? I think that's probably when a lot of the off-ice workouts were starting to become popular in training and things like that, and I was starting to get into it, and geez, I had a summer job, and I was, you know, I was doing some training and stuff like that, too. So, you know, over the years, things have evolved into the training. It's gotten, you know, players have gotten bigger and stronger and faster, and why have they done that? What have they done in the summertime to get that way? And how has it affected the game? And all kinds of things like that.
Is there some sort of base test that you start, like a fitness thing, that you, so that you get a book on where their starting point is with you guys, that then you go on and test them again and again down the road?
Yeah, there's baseline tests that they do, you know, that they do all over the National Hockey League and stuff. Every team does it, these baseline tests, to try and keep a good idea of these players, you know, and how they're progressing and how they're getting better, and where you see them from, you know, maybe 6 months, a year, you know, 2 years down the road. Have they been doing the proper things that are going to help them become a professional hockey player?
You have to follow them so much during the course of their career. So is this sort of an introduction from you to them, too, that you're going to be the guy that's at a lot of your games and bugging them?
No, well, I was very fortunate. You know, last year, kind of when I came in, all these kids were brand new to me. I didn't know anybody. I've been able to take the year to get to know a lot of them personally, seen them, met them, you know, got to know their environment, where they play, things like that. And I, you know, started to build a little bit of a relationship with them, a lot of them, so that, you know, moving forward, we can just get more and more involved in trying to help them become pro hockey players and Winnipeg Jets eventually.
A guy like Vinny's